He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the West Side Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Then get ready, take your seats, then get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. For the 1,214th time, that is you and that is me. And welcome to the Big Shoe here at Giant 90.9. School Talk on Yahoo.com. Also, School Talk Emerson on Giant 90.9, Twitter.com/WBDJ. Hope you guys have an awesome morning. Good start to the morning. And it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day. I got my producer now, Daniela.
Hey, Emerson.
I got Mama Jeremiah in the corner. Jeremiah!
Hi.
And I got Grant Covey.
What's up?
Grant Covey. You gotta be something like Gary Grant, something like that, you know. Already ain't got no sense. Anyway, got a lot of stuff and things. This is what we call a smorgasbord. Because we're going to be all over the place. We got a little ketchup, a little mustard, a hot dog, meatloaf, potato chips, and mashed potatoes, and coffee, and more coffee. Anyway, smorgasbord means we're going to talk about a lot of different things, a lot of different topics. Some related, some not related. It's just a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about. Smorgasbord. So we got smorgasbord. But before I get to my smorgasbord, a little thing we call the Big board.
Well, looks like spring break is on March 17th.
Now, that's a class. I don't understand it. It's spring break already. That don't make no sense. It's still winter time.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
But it is spring break time. That's crazy. I'm just old school. It's like spring break, sunny, green grass. It's still wintery like looking.
I know.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mess up.
That groundhog wasn't kidding when he said we had 6 more weeks of winter.
He said that?
I don't know if he said it or not.
I'm going to bite.
That's what I heard.
I heard
that he saw a shadow, so that means 6 more weeks.
But he wasn't joking around.
I don't like him.
Groundhog. It was warm yesterday.
It was a groundhog soup. Okay, go ahead, Daniel.
We've got School Talk with Emerson. That's every Friday at 7:30. And this week, we've got, like you said, all kinds of different stuff. Ben Davis Baseball on WBDG, that's April 10th, and that's Lawrence Central at Ben Davis at 5:30. So, well, broadcasting that one, so.
Hey.
And then WBDG 5252 Marathon, that is April 27th and the 28th. Wow. We have 40 straight hours of radio craziness with special guests, prizes, great music, and sleep-deprived DJs. And guess what? It all starts out with your show.
Oh, man, you talk about deprived. That didn't come out right. Talk about sleep crazy. That's better. I mean, you think my show is crazy? Boy, 52 hours of craziness with the kids. Ooh, it's going to be so much fun. Y'all just don't know what y'all up to. A lot of good music from way back in the day. Some awesome music. So look forward to taking part of some of that. I'll take part of some of it, but that's a long time. And so glad you kids got that covered. So great. That thing we call the Well, it's been a busy week here at Ben Davis High School. I'm going to talk about some stuff and things. I'm going to talk about some serious stuff and some goofy stuff and some stuff and stuff and just some stuff. And first, I want to kick off Let's do this first. I want to give a condolences goes out to Henry Williams. Henry Williams was a 1988 Indiana All-Star from here at Ben Davis High School. He set the all-time scoring record at Charlotte University. He played over in Italy professionally. He passed away a couple days ago in North Carolina at a young age of 47. He played for, like I said, the Charlotte basketball team. He was awesome, and I brought this up real in the. And actually, he was a Ben Davis graduate from BD. And when he left Ben Davis High School and moved or went to college there in Charlotte, North Carolina, he became their leading scorer in all their history. of the UNCC, University of Charlotte. Totally awesome player. And the cool part about me was, and he's my cousin. That's not a cool part about it. But when he played, they say he played 4 years at Charlotte, 4 years college, got his college degree. And when he came out of Charlotte, he got drafted by the San Antonio Spurs. That's pretty cool. Indianapolis native, Ben Davis graduate, gets drafted by the San Antonio Spurs. So I go to his draft party here at a place called the West End. It's gone now. Went to the West End, and the Tarkanian was the coach of the Jerry Tarkanian was the coach of the San Antonio Spurs. So he got drafted, had draft party and everything. What he found out while he was in training camp, that he was traded, I mean dropped from the team, just dropped. You just get drafted, and then bam, you're dropped. That could be pretty traumatic. So he did play basketball in the for the San Antonio's in their youth, not youth league, but they're called their B league, for lack of a better word, their B league. And he played there, but then he got a phone call. And this is a cool part. This is really cool. He got a phone call to play in Italy. They want him to play just for a month or so, just for a month. And they're going to pay him $20,000 to play 1 month.
I'll take that, a trip to Italy and $20,000.
Oh, man. So he said, so he told the Spurs that, I never seen that much money. That's a lot of moolah. So I'm going to go over there and I'm gonna play that 1 month, and then I'll come on back. Well, he went over there, and 10 years later, well, he didn't come back. He stayed over there and made a career in Italy and became their Michael Jordan of Italy. I mean, making $3 million for seasons over there in Italy, and he got phone calls from the NBA. Wanting him to come back to the NBA after they cut him from the NBA. He said, y'all, it's a business decision. I'm staying in Italy. It's more profitable for me. So he made his history over there in Italy and made a big, big impact becoming Italy's all-star in Italy. It's just awesome. It's just awesome. It's kind of cool. It's just kind of cool to know, to meet somebody, to have known somebody like that. And at the same time, him being part of your family and watch him go through life. He did it the right way. He went to high school, graduated from Ben Davis High School, went to college, did 4 years of college, got his degree, got drafted by the NBA, got in the NBA, business, got cut, business, had opportunity to play because he was ready. He was ready to play. He stayed in shape. He was playing for the CBA. Went over to Italy, made his millions, made his mark. And when he retired, he came back to North Carolina, became a pastor of his own church. He also has many, many different business ventures, which one I had opportunity to partake in. At one time, we were trying to do a community center here in Indianapolis, Indiana. We were trying to purchase a building to develop a community center. The deal didn't go through, but awesome businessman. Awesome businessman. So, rest in peace, Henry Williams Jr., Ben Davis graduate, 1998. My cousin, he was an awesome dude, man. Awesome dude, yeah. Flipping the switch. Last week, Daniela, Mr. Grant here, attended a contest.
Yep.
Wasn't just
sure did.
Any contest. It wasn't like your water painting contest or, washing cars. It was a broadcast contest.
It was.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was, and they do it every year at the University of Indianapolis. And this year, you guys were the star of the show for Ben Davis High School. And every year we have different stars that step up and have opportunity to do the things. But the Indiana IASB. The IASB. What does that stand for?
It stands for the Indiana Association of School Broadcasters.
That's what I thought it stand for. You know, so congratulations. Push the magic button. Push the magic button for yourself. Now, I want to talk about, ladies go first. Daniela, tell me, what did you go down there for, and what did you do, and what do you think about that? As Grant would say, Grant would call it the, what's it called again? I need more coffee, man.
Her category? Is that
no, where did she go? Where did she go? Where did she go? What was that contest called? Was it the bean, throwing bean toss contest? Was it drink a coffee contest? It was the IAS, what that stand for again? Go ahead, Grant.
It's the Indiana Association of School Broadcasters.
I said, boy, you crazy. I said, I know that. But go ahead, Daniel, tell me more. What'd you do?
As you know, I love to be on air. So we went ahead and months ago, when the contest first started, kind of towards the end when everything was due, I think it was due around March 6th or something like that. And we turned in my air check, which was basically what I do every day on my show, just introducing songs, bringing songs in, like fading them out. I just put that in and then we cut them so that really you didn't hear the music, but you heard like my talking in between songs.
Right.
So that's kind of my air check. So we submitted it. And a few weeks later, you know, WBDG on Twitter tweets out that I was a state finalist.
Hey.
So being a state finalist means you're top six in the state.
There
which
you
was
go.
Very, very exciting for me.
Hey.
I was very excited, especially being like a junior in this program. You know, it's kind of different because I went up against a lot of seniors. So basically what we did was we went to UIndy and we, everyone else kind of stayed downstairs. I don't know what they did downstairs, but, and I stayed upstairs with the other, there were 12 of us because there were six. Or I guess there was 18 of us because we had six from news, which was TV news, six from radio news, and six from live air personality. So we all sat in like the hospitality room until it was our time to go on air. And we actually went on air on WICR. Yeah. So on WICR, we went on air and we just did what we normally do. And we had judges that would judge us right then and there. And then later we'd go to the awards ceremony.
Yeah.
I myself did not win first, second, or third, but I still find it like very exciting that I was top six in the state. So,
was it nervous? Were you nervous?
Yes, mostly because they had a completely different system and program from us, which was a little bit of a rough spot. But luckily, like I was familiar with the program, so it wasn't too bad. But they had somebody running the board for you, which was a little difficult because I like to run the board. Like, I like to fade up. And so I think next year I'm going to try running the board myself. I'm going to ask them if I can, like, if I get in, of course. Yeah. But I think that was definitely one of the parts that hurt me because, like, she wasn't sure when she wanted the songs to I wanted the songs to start and stuff.
Wow.
So.
Well, knowing that also, it gives you a heads up. Okay, y'all gonna run it this way. I remember this. I can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they gave you a taste of, I know, when you hear you on radio, when you hear you on air, when you hear you live, when you're there, you are live. Did it feel like you were like, oh, this is bigger than what you're doing right now? And it was. I think it was because you know that's a good station. That's a good station.
It was more of a kind of like. When I usually go on air, like, I don't know who's listening, so I just talk.
You sound like my job.
I just.
One time, I always say, I don't know who's listening, but I do know. Say something wrong.
And then they will know.
You know who's listening. Yes. Okay, I didn't mean I just, I know I'm crazy. We're cute. But awesome. Okay, go ahead.
No, but I guess what I was saying was like, when I talk on air here, I don't know who's listening. And so when I talk, I just talk. Like, I just do what I... The fact that I knew that there were judges sitting listening. In the other room, purposely listening, competing, like, and listening to the other people and comparing us to other people was the most nerve-wracking part.
I understand. Okay, and your category was?
On-air personality.
And you are that, a on-air personality. And Mr. Greg Covey. Wait a minute, Danielle. First of all, and you were on the stage. You don't, everybody don't have a chance to go to the stage.
Right.
In top six state, you were on the stage. So push the magic button. Yeah. Grant Covey. Mr. Covey, me. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
And tell me, how was your experience and what category did you go down there and smack him around? And okay, I'll take a smack him. He did win, y'all. He went down there and won. He went out of go talk to me.
Yeah, so I entered a total of five categories, okay. I think. Won awards in three of them.
Push the magic button! Push! Yeah, congratulations. Both of them. Yeah, go, Grant, go. I'm sorry, I was wrong. I'm just carried away here. Well, go ahead, tell me more.
So I entered the radio interview category, and I was first place finisher in that. And then that interview is just the pregame interview that we do with the assistant coaches before the game, before the basketball games.
Okay.
So that was before a girls' game, I think, that I did that. Then I entered the category of radio play-by-play, and I got third in that. So that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of...
I know.
I expected to be in the top three, but...
Not the third one.
Then I got third place in sporting event broadcast. That was actually me and Luke Raspberry, mm-hmm. who does a lot of the games with
okay.
me. And the sporting event broadcast is, I like that category because it's not just the play-by-play of a sports broadcast. It's not just the halftime show of the sports broadcast. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you entered up a total of 10 minutes of a single sporting broadcast. And so you entered snippets of like the pregame show, snippets of the like the first like you entered snippets of the pregame show. You entered 5 minutes of play by play, and you entered snippets of the halftime show and snippets of the postgame show.
All right.
So it was everything combined. We got third place in that, so that was pretty good, and that was about it. Next year, I'm going to hopefully enter some more categories. I just was kind of slacking this year. Mm-hmm. I'll admit it.
Well, me, I think the biggest thing was that we've never done this before,
right.
So we weren't sure what to expect, so we only stuck with like what we were comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we know what's coming next year, I think that we're going to be more prepared. Like we're already starting on thinking of, you know, doing our best for the contest next year already.
Well,
that way we
well,
know
that was my question.
Do.
That was my yeah. question. This is your guy's first time. What do you plan to do differently next year?
We're definitely gonna. I don't know about Grant. I think he just kind of said the same thing. But I'm yeah. gonna enter in a lot more. I mean, obviously, I'm not gonna enter in like sports broadcasting and stuff like that because mm-hmm. that's not exactly what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll probably do a lot more of like podcasts or the okay. in-depth category and stuff like or the news anchoring kind okay. of stuff like that.
Now, Grant, you're a senior, right?
No, I'm only a junior.
You both juniors?
You mean Grant are in the same class at the
wow.
same school.
Wow. Give me some more coffee. I'll wake up. Dang, that's awesome. Well, so you guys got to repeat. Got to get back
hopefully.
Out there and do it again. Yeah. So with that in mind, as far as preparation for the concert, which for the concert, have you been thinking about, I know it's a long way off, but have you been thinking about what you'll do differently as far as prep?
Well, next
well,
year.
But can you? I mean, don't. You can't. Okay. Right.
So anything that we do now is we can enter in the contest next year.
Okay.
Even if the person's a senior.
Even if so, if Jeremiah, who's a senior, if he makes a radio in depth on mm-hmm. BDTV, he can. Okay. We can. Even though he won't be here, we can still enter it
oh,
in the
okay.
contest.
Oh.
So we have what is it? 2 more months left of school.
Mm-hmm.
Some 2.5 months left of school.
Yeah.
So we can be working on that. There's a lot of categories,
mm-hmm.
A lot more than you think
mm-hmm.
to enter in, and I'll probably take more time on my play-by-play category. I feel like I could have got 5 better minutes because for the play-by-play category, you enter 5 unedited minutes of play-by-play from like a single game. So you got to go through and find 5 minutes where it's just the game. There's no breaks or it's you know so. I think next year I'll take a little bit more time to pick that out.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, there's you can do some stuff before, but other stuff like sports and stuff you have to wait for. But
right.
It was fun, and a cool part about that conference is while Daniela was competing live on the air, they bring in people that are actually in the job force from around Central Indiana. So Rich Nye was there, and you went to these. They had what they called seminars, and you went to these different seminars. You chose two seminars to go to. They had a whole bunch of options. They had anywhere from like TV telecasting to radio play-by-play.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the radio play-by-play, which was Pat Boylan.
Okay.
Who is the Pacers sideline reporter now.
All right.
And I actually just set up a job shadow with him over spring break.
Get out of here.
So I'll get to experience that. So that'll be fun. And then I went to a sports talk show seminar, because that's what I do on Wednesday mornings here. Mm-hmm. And that was with Derek Schultz, who is a co-host on with Jake Query, mm-hmm. and Derek Schultz on Fox Radio.
Okay.
So that was fun. And then we had lunch, and they did the awards, and it's pretty much it. It was a really fun day. Yeah. Learned a lot, and I guess we just got to do better next year.
That's what it's supposed to be about, you know. Have fun, learn something, and get you a glimpse of that future. And have a chance to rub elbows.
Well, the thing about, you know, my competition, mm-hmm. was I met all the other one school canceled, so they weren't able to come. Okay. But I met the other.
They saw you and ran. That's what they saw
what
your
happened.
Name. Daniela. We ain't going. We're out of here.
Actually, it's funny because one of the kids that I competed against, he's Southern Indiana Technical High School.
Okay.
They got a bad snowstorm, mm-hmm. and so the only way
see, that's what I'm talking about. Spring break, snow. That don't make no sense. I'm sorry, that just don't.
Their school was canceled that day, so they couldn't come. But one kid drove by himself in mm-hmm. the storm to come to the competition, and
wow.
I got to talk to him.
Oh,
and
goodness.
So that to me showed me like how passionate he was about being here and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I also got to meet all these people, and they were all so good on air.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of them, they were all so good. And I listened to them to see like what I do differently from them, to
right.
see what I can pick up from them.
Mm-hmm.
And like there was one girl, she messed up on the legal. So like that, well, not the legal, but the station identifier.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me go back and like study more. So it really helped me kind of compare myself and see where I'm at compared to the other finalists, and kind of help myself for next year to know what to do, what not to do, and stuff like that.
Yeah. It was great. I'm glad you guys enjoyed yourself. I'm looking forward to you guys going next year. Cause that's, you're doing it, you know? And so would you recommend broadcasting to other students, and why?
If they have, we just had a middle school tour come through here yesterday. Me and Daniela mm-hmm. talked to them about the program, and I basically told them if you have a little bit of interest in it, you might as well give it a shot. There's a couple people in the class
mm-hmm.
that came in here with not a lot of quote interest. They kind of just came because
mm-hmm.
their friends came,
mm-hmm.
And now they have a lot of interest in it. So it's a great opportunity here. At Ben Davis and at the Career Center to get to experience this, because and I told him yesterday it puts you ahead
mm-hmm.
of the people that in college.
Yeah.
You know, if I pursue this in college, it puts me ahead of the other other people who haven't been able to have this opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Goins, you know, yesterday I had to walk the kids here because, you know, our classroom's so far away from everyone else. But I sat in on Mr. Goins's talk to
mm-hmm.
the kids, and he said, even if you're not completely interested, it's better to have something to fall back on if you ever, if you decide to go do something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say, like, you took BDTV for 2 years, you got that, or you worked at WBDG for 2 years, you got those 2 years of experience. And you go to college and you decide, oh, I don't want to do communications.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go into, I don't know, accounting. You go into accounting and you find out, oh, I really don't like this. Now what do you do? Because you went to college for accounting, you don't have anything, but you still have WBDG experience. And so that's something to fall back on that you can fall back on. And I thought that was very, like, clever.
Makes a lot of sense, too. It really makes a lot of sense because listening to you guys talk, because if I would have had this opportunity, y'all heard my story.
Yep.
You know, I would have been in you guys' seats. I would have been in that person. I would have been that one that walked through and, oh, what's this? This is a shiny new coin. I like this. I want to keep this. I want to be a part of this. You know, because back in 2003, when I created School Talk, you know, I didn't know what I was doing, but, you know, I wanted to do something, you know, and I wanted to just do a show from my experiences. But then when I pitched it to the Mr. Easter and the the principal, Mr. Marcotte, and Mr. Goins, and School Talk came to life in September the 15th, 2003. That's how long this show's been on the air. We've had, I don't have a guess we didn't have, but like, this is my dream. But if I wish I had this dream when I was your age, but it wasn't off. We didn't have it in high school. It wasn't there. It wasn't offered. I wasn't thinking about it. I didn't have a tour to go through and see something I ain't never seen before. It just wasn't there. This is for the young people out there listening, and parents, take your young people through programs like this, through Area 31. They might see something. It might not be radio when they go to something like little Area 31, but they might see something that perks their interest, that you can grow on. And everybody can't be a star and be a basketball player and be a football player, but you can be an engineer, pilot. I don't know how many programs Area 31 got. We didn't. Thousands of, you know, hundreds of programs.
Well, the thing about broadcasting, which I find amazing, is there's something for everybody within broadcasting. Mm-hmm. There is not one thing that somebody will not have one common interest with, because mm-hmm. there's on air, of course, but not everybody that works in a communications program goes on air. For example, my grandfather, he's an operations manager, mm-hmm. and he said he has hired people to do their entire social media account.
Okay.
He has somebody that comes in with their phone, takes pictures and posts online, and then that's their day. That's right. But they're getting paid to do something. They're getting paid to be on social media. You got people that do broadcasting, or not broadcasting, people that do sports broadcasting, like Grant and mm-hmm. Luke and, you know, all them. And then you have people that do behind the scenes, people that like to produce and not talk, but they like to be able to, you know, produce and make sound effects and all that stuff. Then you have people that go behind the scenes, which is like podcasts and all that kind of stuff. So there's something for everybody.
Jeremiah, you were my man in the corner. You went down to the state with us. You know, you didn't enter in the category, but jump on real quick. Give me your experience of the, how'd you like that? What'd you think about that?
I thought it was honestly probably one of the most coolest experiences that I've ever had. Yeah. It actually made me want to push more into doing radio.
Okay.
I met the second highest person in position in iHeartRadio, who actually is doing business around here in Indianapolis.
Okay.
His name is Mike Kilbrew.
Mike Kilbrew?
Okay. Yeah. And he was talking about how to get in. Basically getting in here like professionally, stuff like that.
Okay.
Basically, he was saying that like grammar is really important, like having like a category for like bigger words.
I butchered that, but go
yeah.
Same
with me though, basically. And he said, you know, people looking for like if you're really people respond to you in social media and stuff like that. But it was kind of cool because he was talking about also how he loved the business too and everything like that, which kind of made me feel like, all right, this is cool. And then basically how it says like how he thinks in today's radio, like with our generation, basically like we get like the hardest out of it.
Yeah.
And after that was really cool. Okay. And it kind of made me want to push a little bit more. And then after that, I met somebody who worked for the Bomb and Tom show.
Okay, yeah.
His name is Chris.
Yeah.
And he's the web designer there, and I thought he was really nice and everything like that. He was talking about how Basically, both of them, they were just talking about how to learn, like, to edit a lot more and stuff like that. Cool. Basically, how to get into the business stuff like that. But I thought that was really cool, and it actually made me want to push to be in the radio a lot more.
Appreciate it. That's Jeremiah, my man in the corner. So he went, everybody can learn something, whether you got a, whether you enter something or not. And that was really cool. So, Daniela, what, so 1 to 10?
10. Wait, 10 being the worst or 10 being
the best?
10. I had to clarify that one real quick.
Grant?
I'd give it a 10.
Jeremiah, 10, 1 to 10, 10 being the best.
10.
My man in the corner. That's awesome. Well, you know, you guys are the future of Ben Davis Radio. So I look forward to some awesome opportunities next year.
Listen to anybody that says radio is going out.
Oh, radio's not. No. They said that when... when CDs came in, all that good. Jeremiah, you want to say something real fast?
That's what Mike said. He said, if you think radio's going out, that's dumb.
That's dumb, yeah. Radio's not going anywhere. It's not, I mean, it's really not. They've actually, believe it or not, y'all know I'm old. So I've been hearing that for a lot of years. Radio's dead. Radio ain't going nowhere. Nowhere.
If anything, the platform's just going to change. Instead of listening to it, you'll listen to it on an app instead of...
Yeah.
On it.
But that's it.
That's the only thing that is even has a possibility. Yeah.
That's a whole new show.
It is.
And we should do that. Talk about the history of radio and the future of radio and where radio's gone.
Yes.
That'd be a real good show.
It's a good show. Write it down.
Oh, you can do a show. You know, the last show of the year is going to be yours.
Oh, wow.
You didn't know that, did you?
I had no clue.
Yeah, the last show... when you graduate, the last show of the school season is the topic of the producer, and you're the host of the show. Yay. So you pick any topic you want, and you run with it, and it's pretty cool. So
all right.
All the past hosts have really had fun with that, doing some great things. Well, folks, we've been all over the place. Like I said, a smorgasbord. But I really wanted to take my hat off to and spotlight my two students, Daniela and Grant. For doing an awesome job at the state competition for broadcasting on the student level, soon to be college level. And that's one thing about our program. When you get to college, you've done some stuff.
You already have credit. It's pretty cool. One of my real close friends, he does construction at Area 31. They go through Ivy Tech. Mm-hmm. He didn't even have to apply to Ivy Tech. He's already a student. He didn't even have to apply. He's just already in.
Smoking. So. Awesome. All right.
You got a 2-week break coming up.
We do?
Yeah.
Starting when?
Today. 17th.
See? I don't know nothing. What y'all going to do? Where y'all going to go?
I'm staying here in the great state of Indiana.
Okay. I am touring a college and then going to stay right here.
Jamai, you just going to work?
Work. I'm going to work, but I'm going to try to go and try to do job shadowing for some radio station.
I remember that. So that's Jeremiah. I like Jeremiah.
Oh, I guess I'm going to Tennessee. I forgot about Tennessee. Yeah, I'm going to Tennessee.
So 2 weeks, I'll be back with a new topic and some same producers, and we'll do it all over again. So hope you enjoyed the show. Enjoy your break. Be careful on your spring break. Stay safe and get back and talk to us. So let's go home or to class, to the parents, and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give up, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy Daniela. Copy Grant. He's copy Jeremiah, too. He's a cool dude in my corner. So please, students, do your best. You can go all the way. You could go all the way. Students, remember, young man, pull up your pants. I said, and then sagging. Take Daniel. Ooh. Choke your brother up. Future special school talk. Next day, the views of the embassy of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or Giant 90.9. Now, my views and views of my guests will have a good spring break, and I'll see you when you get back, because next week I won't be here, but you'll be back 2 weeks on school talk.